The ubiquity of Amazon.com is entirely virtual. There is no Amazon store to browse through or Amazon clerks to help you find the newest Dennis Lehane novel or Joss Stone album. Amazon exists purely in that global system of interconnected computer networks that we call the Internet. But the company may have found an interesting solution to that minor problem, using the brick-and-mortar bookstores that belong to other companies as showrooms for their products. So here's how it works. You download Amazon's new book app, and the next time you're in a bookstore, a real bookstore, scan the product you're looking at, and then Amazon will tell you if you can get it cheaper online. And there's an incentive, too. If you buy that thing at Amazon instead of the store that you're standing in, you can get up to a 5% discount. Well, this has upset a large number of people, including, surprisingly, author and screenwriter Richard Russo, who wrote an op-ed about it in the New York Times. And he joins us now. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
So why so upset about this, which is it's clearly a ruthless marketing tactic, but why would an author get upset about it?
Well, and it's true. All of us I involved several of my writer buddies in this, trying to figure out how they thought about it. I was upset about it. Part of it, of course, is that I have a bookseller daughter, and so when Amazon puts small brick and mortar bookstores in their crosshairs, that's something that's pretty personal to me. But more important than that is that a monkey could sell my books now, but there was a time when I was a younger writer when nobody knew me from Adam. And the reason that the Richard Russo that you're talking to now on the telephone even exists is because these small brick-and-mortar stores that are being targeted by Amazon right now literally hand-sold my first 2-3 novels, made my reputation. And that's true for, Scott Turow and Ann Patchett and Stephen King and Dennis Lehane, Tom Parada, Andre Dubuis, Anita Shreve, all the people that I talk to about this. We all have similar experiences of being young writers out there in the big world and trying to establish something like a readership. And it was small independent bookstores that did that for us. And it's one of the things that Amazon doesn't do very well.
Well, let me, I want to actually go to your point about the fact that you said they were targeting independent booksellers, but a spokesperson for Amazon says via email to us, the Price Check by Amazon app is primarily intended for customers who are comparing prices in major retail chain stores. The goal of the Price Check app is to make it as easy as possible for customers to access product information, pricing information, and customer reviews just as they would on the web while shopping in a major retail chain store. So they say they're not targeting small booksellers like your daughter.
Well, they say that. Amazon has actually a fairly long history of this kind of scorched earth capitalism. I think that they are targeting. They're targeting. I mean, Borders is gone now, but they are definitely targeting not just independent bookstores, but they're targeting other online realtors or other online sellers and Barnes & Noble. It just seems like a terribly, terribly invasive tactic. You're sending people into other people's stores. They're just becoming kind of like droid spies, I think. A lot of this is probably going to end up in the courts. We would like, I think, Amazon to play nice or nicer in the marketplace. But more important than that, I think, is that we would like to change, book buyers' habits. Not a lot. We're not trying to put Amazon out of business. That wouldn't be in our best interests at all. What we would like to happen, I think, is for people to realize that when they buy things, not just from Amazon, but online in general, that means that they're not paying any sales tax. And that's one of the principal advantages that a company like Amazon or any online retailer has, is that they don't pay taxes. That means that even though they're selling something a couple of bucks less, that means that when you don't buy it in a store in your local community, you're not paying sales tax, which means that you're getting the book a couple of dollars cheaper, but your neighbors are out of work. Your community suffers. You're eroding the very tax base of the community that hopefully you love, the place that where you live.
Well,
so,
We're speaking. Let me reintroduce you here for a second. Richard Russo, obviously author of a truly great book, Empire Falls, and screenwriter and a number of other things. But Richard, you know, let me just play devil's advocate here for a second. And I'm sure that you have taken in a huge number of sales from Amazon. The statistics show us that places like Amazon.com have actually increased readership. The Kindle specifically has made people buy twice as many books now that they have a Kindle, and not just ebooks either. They buy actual real books as well. So a place like Amazon is getting more people to read. Isn't that a good thing?
It's absolutely a good thing. I have an e-reader myself. I don't have a Kindle, but I do have an e-reader. I travel a good deal, and I don't want to carry half a dozen books when I go somewhere unless I can carry them on something that's like an e-reader. I'm all for e-readers, and I think, like the other writers who were upset about the price app, we are not anti-Amazon. We don't want to see the end of Amazon. As I said, that's not in our best interest. And I think that I have talked with, I've been talking with friends about this a lot, and I think that the point that Amazon makes about actually increasing readership is actually true. I know a lot of people who say that they read a lot more now than they did before e-readers, because the e-readers are just so convenient. And when I talked to Stephen King about this, Stephen said, I love my Kindle. And I think that what we're looking for here is an even playing field. And we don't want to demonize Amazon, certainly. But we do – what we would like is not to change behavior completely. We don't want to say to people, you shouldn't buy books on Amazon. That's not the point. The point is that I think if we change behavior a little bit – say if you buy all of your books on Amazon right now and you buy 5 books a month – that's probably a lot, but it's a round figure. If you buy 5 books a month from Amazon, suppose you bought one of them from an independent bookseller, or suppose you bought 2 of them from an independent bookseller, and you said to yourself, all right, this time I'm going to help my community, I'm going to help my neighbors, I'm going to do a good thing here, I'm going to spend a couple of bucks more, and I'm going to get one book a month, say, or 2 books a month. For booksellers like my daughter, that would make everything just fine. If you go into bookselling, you're probably not going into it to make a lot of money. I mean, nobody who's ever been a bookseller has gone into it to make money. These people just don't want to be exterminated.
Well, let me ask you then, just in the last 30 seconds or so that we have, can the independent bookseller survive? I mean, are we not going the way of online? I mean, in 10 years, 20 years, won't most of the small bookstores be gone?
Well, most of the small bookstores are already gone. I mean, this is like the third wave. You know, they've withstood. You know, last year's bullies were Barnes and Noble and Borders, and we kind of forget that. You know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, those big box stores were targeting the very best independent bookstores in the country. They went and built their own stores right across the street from America's most iconic independent bookstores, like, you know, the Tattered Cover in Denver. So I think that most independent bookstores are already gone. So what we're talking about now is the last of them and the best of them.
The few that are left.
And how important it is to keep them around.
Like your daughters, I guess. Richard Russo, novelist, screenwriter, thanks so much for your time.
Great to talk to you.
How do you respond to this new app from Amazon? Would you price compare inside a store and then buy online? Tell us your reaction to that conversation with Richard Russo at 877-8MYTAKE or at thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.